When you think of fried chicken, the first thing that comes to mind is the frying, the crispy skin, and the maple sugar. At first it may seem like an odd pairing, the sweet with the savory, not to mention a little kick of heat, but at the Dirty Bird in Toronto, they are serving fried chicken with a hint of Canadian sweetness they're calling Northern Fried. Here is Josh Scott, the co-owner, explaining what Northern Fried means.
We really want to focus on something northern, right? So that's what we came up with, Northern Fried, as opposed to Southern Fried. We wanted to be Northern Fried, right? We're up north for Canada. And with that, we wanted to take some derivatives of maple and kind of incorporate that into the chicken. But that kind of gives it our twist. It's finished with that northern spice, and that's what kind of we've come to be known for.
The restaurant first opened in Kensington Market at the beginning of March 2015.
You know, when we picked Kensington Market, it's funny, it wasn't even originally on our top three list, and then that location came up and we all kind of went, yeah, that's the one. You know, it works, and it ended up being really great to us. When we first went there, a lot of people were like, oh, be careful, winters are really tough in the market, not a lot of business. But that winter of 2015, we had really good weather, and we just had a really good winter. Like, it sustained very well until the spring, and then summer was really good. And like, Kensington is just a monster. We wish we had 10 different Kensingtons in Toronto, because it's a great spot. Really quick, right? Before we knew it, we were looking at like signs going up, the menu going up, and we're like, wow, like it happened in under a year from when we kind of formed the company. So it was pretty crazy. And I mean, opening the doors on Friends and Family night definitely felt pretty crazy. We had lineups out the door the whole night, and you know, Friends and Family, and then it became anybody that was in the market was just like, whoa, what's going on here? So we had, you know, our friends or family there, and then we just had randoms that were just trying to get in to get a taste before anybody else, which was really cool.
Since then, the process has remained relatively the same. Dredge, fry, then sprinkle with maple sugar.
And right out of the fryer, while it's still hot, that's when we hit it with that maple blend. And it kinda sticks to it, right? You almost want, like, if you were taking regular sugar and you threw it on something hot, it melts, right? So it kinda sticks to it and gives it that crispy sweetness, yeah.
The trick to getting the best flavors is to get the best possible ingredients. Scott and his other partners make an effort to buy locally sourced ingredients from places they trust, despite the added costs.
We've had to up our orders a little bit, so now we're not just going to across the street, especially with opening this, right? So it's good to use people like that. We could go to another huge company, we could go to a major company and probably save a little bit of money, you know what I mean? But we don't know, we know exactly what's going on here. We know where they get the birds from, we know how they butcher it. It's butchered how we want it. It's halal by hand. It's not done with a machine. So we know what we're getting, and so we still have our local guys, but it's not as it was when we first opened Kensington. We were just that only small one.
And it's that kind of quality product which makes Dirty Bird cook Rashawn Farquharson enjoy working and eating here.
We always have like key quality to it compared to other places that have fried chicken. Like, let's say if you go to KFC, Popeyes, or any other restaurants, like those are fast food chains that sort of specialize in chicken, but it's not as good quality of chicken as the Dirty Bird, which I really appreciate about it. So whenever I come in and I can eat it, it's like, I'm not gonna be eating chicken like from Popeyes or KFC where it's too much oil, it's too oily and whatnot.
For Jackie Toledo, a chef manager, the recipes are what makes the restaurant stand out.
I think it's different, but it's a little bit, like the recipe, like it's like innovative, like what they've done with it is very different from whatever's out there, because they did a lot of research, right, before starting this place, or like, you know, creating this menu, so it's pretty different from what you see out there, so I guess that's why people like it, because it's something they're not used to, so people get really attached.
And no one is more attached to the Dirty Bird than Scott is.
When you're the owner, and you know what I mean, your bank account is attached to the business, I mean, it changes everything, right? Like, it's different going to work for somebody, but when you're going to work for yourself, it's a totally different ballgame. You'll spend 16, 18-hour days on no sleep. You'll just do what you have to do to get something done. Not that I wasn't too done when I was working for somebody else, but I mean, it's different when it's your business.
And do you regret any of that?
No, not at all.
Together, the workers create an environment that showcases their pride for poultry that is sure to leave you coming back for seconds.